So this time of year, children going back to school, whether it be primary school or secondary school. And today we're going to be talking about the financial side of things. We're going to be talking about the need for financial literacy in schools, the need for children to know a bit more about money in today's society. Now I'm joined in the studio once again by Andrew Brooke Dobson, the Managing Director at BDB Financial. Welcome back, Andrew.
Hi there, Ben. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. It's great to see you again.
Likewise.
As I said, the need for financial literacy in schools is absolutely massive because in today's society, we're seeing less and less money. Everything's becoming more virtual. Everything's becoming contactless, cards, and we spoke about apps as well, where you don't actually get to see the money. So for kids, it's absolutely paramount that we bring that back into schools and teach them early days about the value of money.
Well, I think the value of money is one thing. It's understanding the concept of what money is. And fundamentally, it's developing some good habits and behaviour around money. One of the things that I've learned over the last 25 years of helping people and couples with money is our relationship with money is really complex. So understanding some really important things like how to do a budget, the difference between wants and needs, and understanding and helping people get, taking on that idea of wants and needs, the difference between, or getting a balance between living for today and living for the future. People want an instant hit. They want an instant gratification. And a lot of the good behaviours around money is about some deferred reward. It's about doing some stuff that's going to make sure that you're okay and you're further down the line, when you're older. Perhaps if you want to buy a house, as we were talking about last month, about buying a house, you need to save. If you want to retire comfortably, you need to save. So these are the things that you deliver to your future self rather than your present self.
Now, understanding that concept of money is obviously difficult for youngsters, as we said.
Yeah.
And we touched on last month about the bank of mum and dad. You said there the difference between wants and needs.
Mm.
There's probably a bit of a blurred barrier between the two when you're younger, when you're a young person and you rely on the funds that your mum and dad give you all the time.
Yeah, it's interesting. As I think we've started a programme of going into some of the local schools, running sessions with the youngsters, but also involving the parents on financial education, financial literacy, and also financial well-being. And we got these primary school kids to sort of list what they spent money on, and then we got them to categorize them as wants or needs. And of course, at 9 years old, they've got pocket money or money for Christmas and birthdays. Everything they spend money on is a want, not a need, because mum and dad look after needs. But then we got on to looking at what gets spent in that family rather than just you, and also then looked at categorising them as wants and needs. And that's when the blurring got really interesting. So this particular school had a programme with an African school, and some of them had gone out to Africa. And some of the youngsters had said, oh, we need shoes. And I sort of said, well, how many pairs of shoes do you need? And they said, well, four. And I said, well, and what about in the school in Africa? How many pairs of shoes did they have? Oh, well, they had none. Okay. So strictly speaking, you probably only need one pair of shoes, but you probably want three or four, if not more. So, yeah, there's a big blurring between wants and needs, and people think that they need much more than any of us really need.
Going back to actually teaching it in school and teaching about the concept of money, parents are all for it because recent studies have shown that 90% of parents agree money skills should remain in the national curriculum because they're taught at the moment with coins and that sort of thing and learning the value of each coin. But then 54% of parents agreed school should spend more time teaching personal finance. So they actually think that maybe kids come out of school not knowing what they should know going into sort of young adult life about money and about the concept of money.
That certainly echoes our experience at BDB. So one of the things that we do is we offer to all of our clients that we will advise their youngsters under 25, their children, free of charge. What we see is they come out and they've know so little. They've got no idea about pensions, about tax efficient savings, ISAs, etc. But to be honest, I don't think that's just about schools because a lot of the parents don't have good knowledge about that. And I do think that there is an obligation that this is about a partnership between schools and home in terms of getting good knowledge, preparing our youngsters for living. And I don't think I think money is one facet that the national curriculum isn't really geared up for, and schools therefore aren't geared up for in the same way as good nutrition. food tech at schools teaches people to bake cakes, not make salads, right? So I think there are a number of things that could be improved, and financial education is one of them. I think the other element of it is trying to take some of the fear away about money. Money is can be quite a scary thing, and a lot of people seem unwilling and unprepared to talk about it. And so if we don't talk about it with our young people and help them improve their knowledge, then it's not going to change. It's not going to get better. And that some of that stigma needs to be broken down a bit, I think. If any parents out there would like BDBs to come into schools, then either please get in touch with us and give us the information, or indeed speak to your school, the leadership at the school, to get in touch with us, and we'll try and set something up.
Andrew, thanks again for coming in. If there's anyone listening that wants to get in touch with you guys at BDB Financial, how can they do so?
Yeah, well, the website's got all of our contact details, so as we said, bdbfinancial.com. But we're here in Harrogate on Hornbeam Park, just down from Stray FM. So anybody wants to give us a call, it's Harrogate 855 680. Pop in for a coffee. We're happy to have a no-obligation chat and see if we can help.
Fantastic. Andrew, thanks again for coming in.
You're welcome.